现场的弟兄姊妹，还有在线上的弟兄姊妹、朋友，平安。
Brothers and sisters, good morning. Peace be with you.
我们今天早晨带着欢喜快乐的心，要来敬拜我们的神。
With a joyful heart, we come here to worship our God.
他永远是我们敬拜的中心。
For He is always the center of our worship.
永远是我们在这里传说的题目。
And always the theme of our God's message.
永远是我们的诗歌。
He is always our song.
早上我们来唱一首诗歌。我的诗歌是耶稣。
This morning, I want to sing a hymn 207, My Song Shall Be of Jesus.
这是 Fanny Crosby 的一首诗歌。
This is written by Fanny Crosby.
因为早晨这一首诗歌也成为我们的诗歌。
And may this song become our song this morning.
我们要请四情姊妹帮我们弹，在弹的时候，我们再把，要把这首诗歌来念一次。
I would like to listen to the melody, and also in the meantime, we want to read the lyrics.
我们你可以用很自由，用英文，用中文都可以。
Feel free to use the language you prefer.
好，我们来读第一节，我们请。
Let's read verse one as the melody goes.
好，我们来读，来一备，来。我的诗歌是耶稣，怜悯冠我一生，我杯充溢他祝福。我心赞美不停，我的诗歌是耶稣，歌唱声音和心。我的赎价是耶稣，宝血伟大权柄。我们第二节请英文说英文的弟兄姊妹来为我们读这一段第二节。
And verse two, would like to have English speaking brothers and sisters read the lyrics with us. My song shall be of Jesus.When sitting at his feet, I call to mind his goodness in meditation sweet. My song shall be of Jesus, whatever you betide. I will sing the grace that saves me and keeps me at his side.
Amen. 第三节我们请用中文来读。如果您会读中文也可以请跟我们读中文。我们读第三节。我的诗歌是耶稣，当我努力向前，直到进入他国度，有福日子久盼，我魂欢耀能居住，荣耀前所未见。我的诗歌是耶稣，我要唱到永远。我们光读这首诗歌，我们心就觉得非常的喜乐。
Just by reading the lyrics, our hearts rejoice.
因着主的怜悯，我们可以来到他的宝座面前。
Because by the mercy of God, we can come to His throne now.
因为他为我们付了极重的赎价。
For He has paid a ransom for us.
为我们开了一条活路。
And opened for us a new and living way.
我们可以直达幔内来到宝座的面前来敬拜他。
So we can approach directly to His throne to worship Him.
这是我们的诗歌。
This is our song.
是一首新歌。
A new song.
有经历的人，我们在这里可以来唱。
And you and I who have experienced His love can sing this song together.
这只有蒙恩的人才会唱。
Only blessed people can sing this song.
他也要成为我们永远的盼望。
And He will be our eternal hope as well.
这个有福的盼望是国度的盼望。
And this hope is hope for His kingdom.
荣耀的盼望。
And the hope of glory.
与主永同在的盼望。
A hope that will be with Him forever.
这首诗歌我们要唱到永远。
This is a song that we shall sing forever.
将来在宝座面前我们仍然要继续唱。
And the song will continue to sing when we stand before Him.
所以今天我们就先来预习。
So why don't we rehearse it today?
那我们大音乐我们尽情的来唱。
So let's sing with all our might.
宣告我的诗歌是耶稣。
And proclaiming that my song is of Jesus.
我们好不好站起来唱这首诗歌。
Can we stand up and sing the song together?
请那个诗情。
我的赎价是耶稣，宝血为
样的诗歌，我们心有没有非常的欢喜
？And is your heart filled with joy？
有吗？没有。
Are you？
我们有荣耀的盼望在天上。
For we have this hope of glory that's in heaven。
今天我们就可以来预尝。
And today we can foretaste it。
当我们在这里大声赞美的时候，主就在这里设立宝座。
So when we shout our praises，
神就与我们同在。
And he is with us。
没有一个同在是比 主同在更大的祝福了。
And there's no greater blessing than the presence of God himself.
今天早上我们都是蒙福的人。
And we are blessed people here.
我们敞开我们喜乐心来唱这首诗歌。
So open your heart with joy and sing this praise.
我们的诗歌是耶稣。
That our song is of Jesus.
早上我们举起这个救恩的杯。
So let's hold up high the cup of blessing.
我们要来称颂他的名。
And praise his name.
他是这样的宝贵，
For he is indeed precious.
是我们的诗歌。
He is my song.
一生可以来经历，可以来唱。
We can experience him and sing all the days of our life.
所以我们唱的时候真的要喜乐。刚刚就是好像很一般哈。我们要敞开我们的心呐、
啊。I think the level of joy was kind of normal.
救恩这么大。
But the salvation is so great.
所以大声的唱。
So we sing with our might.
我们大声唱，仇敌蒙羞。
When we do that, devil flee and they will be put to shame.
我们的主得着荣耀。
And our God will be glorified.
这不是我们今天在这里最赞美的目的吗
？Isn't that the purpose why we gather to praise Him?
所以我们要再来把这首诗歌唱一次。
So let's sing this hymn one more time.
好，我们大声唱第一节到第三节。
Let's sing it loudly with joy.
我心是歌舞升天梯。
给我们这位做宝贵的羔羊，哈利路亚！赞美主，主我们赞。
的美丽，
好等的荣耀。主，我们谢谢你在坐在我们当中，主，接受我们所有的敬拜，主，你永远配得我们的赞美。主，我们赞美你，我们赞美你已经得胜，全得胜、大得胜的君王，你就在我们当中。我们感谢赞美你，哈利路亚，荣耀归给你，赞美主，哈利路亚，赞美主，赞美主。赞美主，
阿门，
赞美主
呀，
哈利路亚，
哈利路亚，赞美主，
赞美主，
哈利路亚，哈利路亚，赞美主，
赞美主。
你是从用你的血从这里这国各族各王派的人来归给自己做国民做祭司，我们的心感谢赞美你，造成蒙恩的人站在羔羊的宝座面前，向他发出赞美，发出感谢，将荣耀归给那位爱我们的主。
阿门，
哈利路亚，赞美主，
哈利路亚，赞美主，赞美主，哈利路亚，
哈利路亚，
哈利路亚。主啊，正当我们安坐你的脚前，我们心越思想你，越觉得甘甜。
As we are sitting at your feet, and more we think about you, the sweeter it is.
何等宝贵的救主，竟然住在卑微人的心中。
What a precious Lord who is willing to dwell in our humble hearts.
我们该如何把赞美感谢归给你呢
？And how much more praises can we offer to you?
开我们的眼，叫我们看见在荣耀里的基督。
Open our eyes to see Christ who's in glory.
开我们的心，主啊，叫我们能够来思想你。
And open our hearts so that we can meditate upon you.
开我们的耳朵，能够听见你的声音。
And open our ears, Lord, so that we can hear your word.
主，我们谢谢你，早晨你就在这里。
We thank you for your presence this morning.
向我们的心说话。
Oh Lord, speak to our hearts.
主啊，只要一句话，我们的心就活了。
Even one sentence will make us alive.
叫我们能继续走在这条道路上。
And strengthen us to walk on your way.
无限量的跟随羔羊。
And we want to follow you without limitation.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
愿意早晨你得到你当得的荣耀。
May you be glorified this morning.
我们赞美你。
We praise you, Jesus.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Jesus.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.
我们诗歌敬拜就到这里，暂时先停在这里。
Our worship with music stop here for now.
我们有在史弟兄信息之前，我们有几段圣经要一起来读。
And before we have our brother Z come up here, we'd like to read a few passages.
在线上的弟兄姊妹或是现场有圣经的，您可以拿出来。
If you have your Bible with you, you can bring it out.
我们要读的第一处圣经是哥林多后书五章七节。
And first passage will be 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7.
哥林多后书五章七节。因我们行事为人是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
We live by faith, not by sight.
希伯来书十二章二节。
Hebrew chapter 12, verse 2.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难。便坐在神宝座的右边。
Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.Who, for the joy set before him, endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
帖撒罗尼迦前书一章三节，在神我们的父面前，不住的纪念你们因信心所做的功夫，因爱心所受的劳苦，因盼望我们主耶稣基督所存的忍耐。
First Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 3. We continually remember before our God and Father.Your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ.
使徒行传三章十六节，我们因信他的名，他的名便叫你们所看见、所认识的这人健壮了。正是他所赐的信心，叫这人在你们众人面前全然好了。
Acts chapter 3 verse 16. By faith in the name of Jesus.This man whom you see and know was made strong. It is Jesus' name and the faith that comes through him that has given this complete healing to him, as you can all see.
罗马书一章五节，我们从他受了恩惠，并使徒的职分，在万国之中叫人为他的名信服真道。
Romans chapter 1 verse 5. Through him and for his name's sake, we received grace and apostleship to call people from among all the Gentiles to the obedience that comes from faith.
希伯来书十一章十三节，这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。
Hebrews 11:13. All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. And they admit that they were aliens and strangers on earth.
彼得前书一章七到九节，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他，如今虽不得看见，却因信他就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐，并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 7 to 9. These have come so that your faith of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him.And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
彼得前书五章七到九节，你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们，务要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。你们要用坚固的信心抵挡他，因为知道你们在世上的众弟兄也是经历这样的苦难。
The last passage, 1 Peter chapter 5 verses 7 to 9. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of sufferings.
我们圣经就先暂时读到这里。
Our passage reading ends here.
我们把时间交给
弟兄。And give the time to Brother Z.
弟兄姊妹好。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
很久没到你们这里来。
I haven't visited you for a while.
好，我们圣经已读完了。
We finished reading the passage just now.
我们最近讲的题目，一个总的题目是灵命四层。
The grand theme these days we share is the four levels of our spiritual life.
灵命四层下面有四个层。
And there are four levels under the four levels.
第二层是复兴层。
And the second level is the level about revival.
今天我们讲的题目就第复兴层里面的题目。
And the topic today is the topic belong to the second level.
今天我们讲的信心。
And the theme today is faith.
这个非常重要的题目。
Which is a very important theme.
对所有神的儿女都重要。
And to all the children of God, faith is very important.
神儿女的经历从信心开始的。
Because all our experiences started from faith.
最后一个经历还是信心。
And even our final experience will be based on faith.
第一次的经历，信心叫我们得救。
And through faith, initially we were saved.
最后的经历，信心带我们去见主。
And ultimately, faith will help us to see the Lord.
信心对我们太重要了。
Therefore, faith is critically important.
我们一生的年日都和信心在一起的。
And every day's our life involves faith.
以弗所二章说，神的儿女的家就是信心的家。
And Ephesians chapter 2 talk about the home of Children of God, that's the home of faith.
教会称为信心的家。
And church is called the house of faith.
每件事都和信心调在一起的。
Because everything has something to do with faith.
信心好，就是我们这个神的儿女的经历很好。
When our faith is strong, means the quality of the experience is good.
信心不好，那就神的儿女整个不好。
And when the faith is weak, then our spiritual condition is not good.
所以信心对我们太重要了。
Therefore, faith is very, very important.
我们需要好好地听着信心。
So we need to pay attention to the theme today.
零后五章，保罗说了句重要的话。
And the second, Corinthian.Paul said something important.
我们神的儿女生活为人。
And when we live on earth,
就这一句话。
And just that phrase alone.
凭信，不凭眼见。
We live by faith, not by sight.
这太重要一句话了。
And it's so important.
凭信，不凭眼见。
We live by faith, not by sight.
信心就是我们神儿女生活的一个准则。
Therefore, this is the principal foundation of our life.
世上的人的生活都凭眼见。
You know, people in this world, they live by sight.
我们是凭信，不凭眼见。
Yeah, we live by faith, not by sight.
保罗说句很重要的话。
And Paul said it so importantly.
也很雄壮的话。
Something, a very strong statement.
今天弟兄姊妹们记着这句话好不好？
Let's all remember his statement.
信心就是我们的生活。
Faith is the way we live.
最重要的一件事。
And that is the most important thing.
我们生活是什么呢？
What is our living?
凭信，不凭眼见。
We live by faith, not by sight.
大家都来背一遍好不好？
Can we memorize this verse?
记得吧？凭
信。We live by
faith, 凭
信。Not by sight.
大家都说。
Let's say it together. We live by faith, not by sight.
大家再说一遍。
One more time.
凭信，不凭眼见。
We live by faith, not by sight.
从今天开始，我们就要凭信，不凭眼见了。
So from this day on, make sure we live by faith, not by sight.
所有眼见都是虚假的。
Because everything we can see is vain.
有点我们离开这个身体。
One day we'll depart from this body.
到主那里去了。
And we'll be with the Lord.
所有我们眼见的都没有了。
Everything that we can see with our eyes today, we'll be gone.
将来我们在新耶路撒冷。
When we enter into the new Jerusalem.
进入一个新的境界了。
That's a definite new spiritual realm.
今天我们信主的人就活在这个新的境界。
And you and I, believers of our Lord, we're living in that new realm.
凭信。不凭眼见。
Therefore, we live by faith, not by sight.
我们所有看见都是虚假的。
Everything you can see with your eyes today is vain.
有一天都过去了。
Because one day they will all pass away.
今天我们学习活在将来那个真实的世界里面。
So we need to learn to live in the spiritual reality in the future.
活在主里面。
To live.In the Lord,
活在圣灵里面
live in the Holy Spirit,
过一个属灵的生活
live a spiritual life.
你们就知道这些重要吧
Do you know how important it is then?
信心是大的关键
Faith is a key to that.
什么叫做我们的信心呢
So what is our faith?
我们自己没有信心的
We have no faith.
圣经说信心神所赐的
Because the Bible tells us even faith is given by God.
信心是圣灵的恩赐
It's a gift from the Holy Spirit.
我们信主那一天开始
From the day on which we believe in the Lord.
信心在我们里面了
Faith came in.
我们就开始过信心生活了
And we start to live by faith.
那今天要好好地听懂什么叫信心
So please pay attention to the topic today.
信心从主开始的
Faith started from the Lord himself
希伯来书十二章讲句重要的话
Hebrew 12 says something important
主耶稣是信心的创始成重者
It tells us that Jesus is the author and perfecter of our faith
这话什么意思呢
What does it mean?
主开始了信心的道路
Which means the Lord started the journey of faith
所有信心都是主赐的
All the faith is given by the Lord
主也帮助我们开始走信心的道路
And the Lord helped us to walk on this journey of faith
一直帮助我们到最后面
He will help us all the way to the end
主也是信心最后的归属
He is the conclusion, the perfecter of faith
信心的结局还是主。
So at the end of the road, the conclusion is still the Lord.
主开始信心的道路。
He started the journey of faith.
主也结束信心的道路。
He will also conclude the journey of faith.
创始者。
He is the author.
也是成终者。
And the perfecter.
这句话好不好
Isn't this a great saying?
大家记得不记得
Memorize it, all right?
耶稣基督是信心的创始成终者
Jesus Christ is the author and perfecter of our faith.
所以主为着我们的缘故
So for our sake,
他自己就一生走信心的道路
The Lord walked on the way of faith all his days.
主一生的艰难都从信心里面来的
And he went through all the sufferings in faith.
主自己也遇见好多信心的功课
And he learned a lot of lessons of faith as well.
他为我们做榜样
He wanted to set an example for us.
一路得胜
He overcame all the way.
一直走到信心的结局进入荣耀了
Until entering into his glory.
信心带主来到地上
Faith brought the Lord to this world.
信心带主上十字架
And helped him to went up to the cross.
信心带主一路得胜
And overcame all the way.
最后信心带主进荣耀
At the end, his faith brought him into the glory.
他是信心的创始成终者
That's why he's the author and the perfecter of faith.
而且他为着摆在前面的喜乐
And for the joy set before him,
什么是主前面喜乐、啊、
So what is the joy that set before the Lord?
主这个最大的喜乐、啊、
The greatest joy the Lord had
就是教会
was his church.
看见我们这许多人
He saw that we
2000年这么多的弟兄姊妹
through more than 2000 years now, so many brothers and sisters.
这是主摆在主面前的喜乐
These people are the joy that set before
him. 主为了这个大的喜乐
And for this great joy,
轻看羞辱
he despised the shame.
忍受十字架
endure the cross.
忍受最大的羞辱和艰难
he endured the greatest shame and difficulty.
借着十字架主进荣耀了。
And through crucifixion, he entered into glory.
现在坐在神宝座的右面。
He is now sitting at the right hand of the Father God.
主是第一个走完信心道路的人。
Jesus was the first one who finished the journey of faith.
也是第一个经过信心道路得胜的人。
He's also the first one that through the journey of faith overcame.
主已经进入荣耀了。
He has entered into his glory.
主在荣耀。帮助每一个走信心道路的人
And in his glory, he's helping everyone walk on the journey of faith.
所以我们要坚定相信啊。
So therefore, we need to believe firmly.
我们若走信心道路
If we walk on the faith,
主从我们的每一步都与我们同在
And the Lord will be with us every step of the way.
主开始一直陪我们走到路中
He will accompany us all the way through.
我们走主已经走过的道路
Because we are walking on the way our Lord has walked on before
主最了解我们的信心道路了
So he understands fully what we are feeling
创始成终
For he is the author and perfecter of our faith
主耶稣不仅是我们的榜样
Not only he is our example
陪伴我们一生走信心道路
That accompanies us all the way
这又是一件很重要的圣经啊大家都记得吧
And there's another important passage Do you remember?
你们都很年轻啊，应该记性很好。
You should remember because you're still young.
信心在圣经的里面。
In the Bible, the word faith.
分作三大类的信心。
Has three different categories.
第一种的信心。
And first kind of faith.
信神的大能。
Is that faith in God's great might.
第二种的信心。
And now second kind of faith.
我们称之为教会的信心。
It's the faith of his church.
第三种的信心
And the third type of faith
我们称它为得胜的信心
It's the faith that overcomes
或者叫做追求神上好的信心
Or the faith that pursues God's better
三种信心
And these are the three types of faith
不容易记一点大家还是能记吧
Can you remember these three types?
信神的大能
First faith is that faith that believes in the might of God.
第一种的信心。
That's the first type of faith.
新约圣经一开始，四福音书。
In the four gospels of the New Testament.
加上使徒行传。
Plus the book of Acts.
这五本书信心的见证最多了。
And you see a lot of testimony of faith in these five books.
所有这五本书里面信心的见证。
All the testimonies regarding faith in these five books.
都是信神的大能。
Are examples of people believing in God's might.
所以满了神的启示。
So you see all kinds of miracles and wonders.
是信神大能的信心。
And that is prompted by faith in God's might.
我们第一种信心也是信神的大能。
And that's something we experienced initially too.
我们自举三个例子。
I'll give you three examples.
第一个来借主的病人。
First, sick man that came to Jesus.
是个大麻风。
Was a leper.
他第一个例子。
He was the first example.
第二个例子。
The second example.
也就第二个病人。
Was the second sick person.
是百夫长。
And that centurion.
为他的仆人来求医治。
He came to ask for healing grace for his servant.
第三个我们就跳远一点，在路加福音学了。
And the third one is the book of Luke.
那个失漏的妇人。
And the woman had a bleeding issue.
我们只讲这三个人。
I'll just talk about these three people.
第一个大麻风。
First, the leper.
大麻风是很可怕的重病。
And leprosy is very, very scary.
全身都流脓淤血。
Because it'd be full of blisters.
全身都会烂。
And your skin will decay.
到最后严重的时候啊。
And at the end of your sickness.
他的身上没感觉了。
And you become totally numb.
你把他的脚啊。
You can...
浸在很烫的水里面。
You can put his leg in a boiling water.
他没有感觉了。
He will not feel any hot heat.
大麻风受到罪的污秽。
And leprosy symbolizes the filthiness of sin.
罪的力量太大了。
And the power of sin is in
too great. 罪就叫我们全身都是脓和血。
And it causes all kinds of wounds on our body.
在全身都会出来。
And it shows.In every part of body.
罪到了最后就没有感觉了。
And even to the point we don't feel sin anymore.
今天世界上的人就对罪没有感觉了。
Just like in this world, people don't feel anything about sin they made.
他们生活在罪里面。
They live in sin.
他们对罪还真有快乐的。
And actually, some of them rejoice.
圣经称它做罪中之乐。
And that's the pleasure of sin.
很可怕的件事。
And that is dreadful.
会麻醉人的神经了。
Because that numb our feelings.
这世界上的人都在罪中求快乐。
And people enjoy in the pleasure of sin these days, in this world.
大麻风啊，都是大麻风啊。
So we're all lepers.
我自己看见过一个大麻风的病人。
I've seen a leper before.
很可怕。
And it was dreadful.
我就想到那天我看见个大麻风。
I saw that leper.
我就想到主用手摸这个大麻风。
I cannot help but remember how the Lord stretched out his hand and touched the leper.
我里面就感觉我去摸他呀。
And I felt that I need to do the same thing.
那天我失败了，我不敢摸他。
So I failed that day. I dare not touch a leper.
大麻风很臭啊。
And also they smell bad.
全身流脓流血。
Because they have blisters and wounds.
我站那里就没有办法跨过一步去摸他。
I really had hard time even moving a step to get closer to him.
大麻风是传染人很快的一种疾病。
Because it's also a contagious disease.
所以那个时候大麻风的人不能出来了。
Therefore lepers.Could not come out.
他们都住在一处的。
They dwell together in one particular place.
那一天有个大麻风的人来见主。
And that day, a leper went to see the Lord.
他的见主就是犯规的。
And actually, when he did that, he was violating the law.
他不可以出来的。
Because he was not supposed to come out.
He's quarantined. 他信心太大了。
Yet he had this great faith in him.
我见的是耶稣基督啊。
He knew he was going to see Jesus Christ.
我是见救主。
I'm going to see my Savior.
这是我唯一的盼望啊。
And that is my only hope.
到了主面前来了。
So he went to Jesus.
大麻风的人很有本事啊。
And leper, this leper was indeed something.
他是犯规的。
He violated the law according to the time.
他把责任放在主身上。
But he laid the burden on Jesus.
他的祷告太特别了。
He had such a unique prayer.
他不说他的信心大小的问题。
He saying away has nothing to do with the level of his faith.
你若肯，我就接近了。
He said, if you will,
把资料放在主身上、
啊、So he's kind of holding Jesus responsible. 主
又立刻背起资料来了。
And Jesus immediately carried that responsibility.
主不仅说我肯。
He said, not only I'm willing.
头一件事伸手摸啊。
More importantly, he stretched out his hand and touched the leper.
这摸大麻风也犯规了。
You know, that's also a violation of the law.
要么两个都洁净，要么两个都不洁净。
When he did that, either both of them become unclean or both become clean.
我和你。同命运了。
So he's standing on his position.
当然，神的儿子手摸他，他一定洁净了。
Of course, the Son of Man touched him; he was cleansed.
他完全好了。
He was completely made well.
从此又跟随主耶稣。
And from that day on, he followed Jesus.
我们第一次来到主面前，就像大麻风的人一样。
And you and I are just like lepers before our God.
来见主了。
We came to see the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，这是第一个有信心的人。
And that leper was the first man with faith.
大麻风的罪人
and that sinner who is also the leper.
第二个人来接触耶稣的
the second person that came to see Jesus
是百夫长
was the centurion.
百夫长是外国人
he was a Gentile.
是罗马人
he was a Roman.
因为只有罗马人可以做百夫长了
only a Roman can have that kind of official title.
他为什么到下面那个兵来祷告主
he came to seek help for his servant.
我的仆人病了。
He said, "My servant is sick."
他讲瘸病啊。
And he talked about authority with Jesus.
那天讲瘸病讲的真好。
And he said it so well that day.
有人我在人的权下。
He told Jesus, "I'm under people's authority."
啊，因为主耶稣说好，我去医治他。
Because Jesus replied by saying, "Okay, I'll go heal him."
他说：“夫子，你到我手下来，我不敢当。”
But he said, "Oh no, don't do that."
所以他讲了一个权柄的道。
And because he, because of the authority.
我在人的权下。
So you know, Jesus, I am under.
有人在我的权下。
And also people under my authority.
我叫这个说去。
So when I tell someone to go,
他就去。
He will go.
我叫他来。
I call someone here.
他就来。
He will come.
我叫他做这件事。
And I order him to do certain things.
他就去做。
He will do it.
他那些权柄讲的真很好。
And the centurion said, defined authority so well that day.
他说：“所以主，你有权啊。”
So he said, "Lord, you have authority."
不需要到我家里去。
You don't have to come to my house for.
只要你说一句话。
All you need to do is to say it.
我的仆人就必定好啊
Then my servant would be healed.
对主的认识很了不起啊
His under knowledge of Jesus is indeed great.
他认识主是超过时间空间的主
And he realized this Lord has surpassed the limits of time and space.
没有时间的问题
To Jesus, there's no issue with time.
主没有空间的问题
or space.
只要你说一句话
As long as you say it
我的仆人就一定好了
My servant will be healed
我们的诗歌本里有一首诗歌
We have a hymn in our book
的题目就是只要主说一句话
And the title is As long as the Lord says it
我们只要让主给我说一句话就什么都好了
All it takes is the Lord's word
听见我主的话没有
Have you heard the Lord speak?
我有几次听见主的话
I have several times
听见主的话
as long as you hear the word,
只要你说一句话
you only need to say one word,
什么都好了
everything will be fine,
因为圣经就是神的话
and the Bible is the word of the Lord,
那是神说出来的话
and that's spoken by God,
所以要读圣经啊
that's why brothers and sisters read the Bible,
要读神的话
read the word,
要把神的话丰丰富富藏在心里
and then keep it abundantly in your heart.
神的话随时会给我们再讲
and because the Lord can repeat words from time to time.
听见神的话
when we hear the word of God.
只要你说一句话，我的仆人就好了。
Like the centurion says, as long as you say it, my servant will be healed.
主真的称赞他了
and the Lord praised the centurion.
这人信心太大了。
This man's faith is indeed great.
这么大的信心
Such a great faith.
连以色列中间都没有见过。
I don't even find him in the house of Israel.
主这时候一句话。
And the Lord only said one more thing.
那个仆人马上好了。
And he said it, and the servant was healed immediately.
所以第二次讲先生讲信心。
And this is the second example of faith in the four gospels.
到了路加福音第九章讲血漏妇人了。
And it comes to chapter 9 of the book of Luke.
血漏是很可怕的一种病。
And she has this bleeding issue, which is dreadful.
人患了血漏，这个人不洁净的。
And you know, she will be considered unclean during her time.
她患了十二年的血漏了。
She had a bleeding issue for 12 years long.
在医生手里受尽了苦。
And she suffered through many physicians.
花了很多钱。
And she spent all her money.
完全没有用。
Entirely no result.
我家里面有三个医生了。
I have three medical doctors in my own family.
有一个我就说无用医生了。
And sometimes I would say that you are a useless doctor.
你们只能看看得好的病。
And you only treat the sickness that's treatable.
你们看不好，看不好的病。
But you cannot treat any disease you cannot treat.
他们当面不敢跟我讲，背后讲，这个话没道理吧。
Behind my back, that's what I said nonsense.
看不好的病人当然看不好的。
Well, if the sickness is not treatable, how can we treat it?
我们能看好看得好的病，就本事很大了。
And I think it's great we are able to treat sickness that's treatable.
怎么叫我们无用医生啊？
Why do our father call us useless doctors?
我们的用处大了。
We are useful.
但是一件事，我的确不看他们。
Yeah, one thing I do is I don't visit them for my sickness.
我有病，我去看医生就看。我的 family doctor.
I do visit my family doctor, so.
主要我看主的，不是看 family doctor.
And if the Lord wants me to see my family doctor,
多少大的病都主治好了。
And for the most part, the Lord himself healed me.
主才医治一切的病。
Because the Lord is the greatest physician that heals all diseases.
有看得好的病，看不好的病。
I always say this.For medical doctors on earth, their sickness they can treat, their sickness they can't.
主没有。
But to my Lord, there's nothing he cannot treat.
医生有轻的病，重的病。
And to physical doctors, their sickness, their levels in the sickness.
主没有。
But to my Lord, there's no difference.
主医治一切的病。
Because my Lord heals all kinds of disease.
我家里有六个孩子。
I have six children.
每个人都生过一个医生没办法的病。
And every one of them has contracted disease, not treated.
是我主医好了。
But the Lord healed every one of them.
所以他们每一个人都相信神医。
So every one of my six children believe in miracle healing.
主能医治我们一切的病。
And the Lord can heal all our sicknesses.
所以神的儿女有一个习惯呢。
So children of God have this habit.
一有病，不管你什么病。
No matter what kind of sickness or discomfort.
也不管是大病小病。
And whether serious or not serious.
第一件事到主面前来。
The first thing you need to learn to do is to come to the Lord first.
不看病不好。
And it's not to deal. It's not good not to deal with sickness.
光去看医生也不好。
But it's not good only deal with medical doctors.
我不是说不要看医生啊。
I'm not saying don't go to doctors here.
去看医生。
You do go to doctors.
但是主要我们还要回到主面前。
But first thing first, go to our Lord first.
第一件事，我们来看主。
We always come to see the Lord first.
主是最大的医生。
For He is the greatest physician.
好不好？最后的权柄在主。
Whether you get healed or not, He holds the ultimate authority.
在我身上，病的医生经历很多。
And I have experienced many, many miracle healings.
主真能够医治一切的病啊。
And I do know the Lord can heal all sicknesses.
有病看主。
When you are sick, fix your eyes on the Lord.
不看主，那是亏欠主啊。
If you don't fix your eyes on the Lord, you come short of His glory.
主预备了这么大的恩典。
For He has prepared for you a huge grace.
他所鞭伤，我们便得了医治。
Because He was whipped, so we can be healed.
主受的鞭伤是很残忍的刑罚。
And whipping is a very, very cruel punishment.
主在十字架之外，再为我们去受鞭伤。
And the Lord was whipped in addition to crucifixion.
那是不需要的。
So that was not necessary.
主有十字架够了。
Crucifixion itself is enough.
但是主知道一件事。
But the Lord understands one thing.
神的儿子没有罪，也没有病。
that the Son of God has no sickness, no sin.
主不知道病。
So he does not understand sickness.
不懂病是什么东西。
He does not know what sicknesses are about.
但是主知道神的儿女都会病。
But he knows one thing, that all the children of God get sick.
病在神的儿女身上很大的事。
The sickness is, has great power on his children.
很痛苦的事。
It's a very,
suffering. 为着神的儿女。
Therefore, for the children of God's sake.
主特别去受鞭伤。
The Lord suffered for us.Through whipping.
那个鞭子叫做蝎子鞭。
And that the whip is very, it's also called.
那说到那个鞭子的毒啊。
The whip of scorpion.
几鞭子能够打死一个很强壮的人。
And it, just a few whips, you can kill somebody.
主为我们受鞭伤。
And the Lord experienced that for us.
特别为我们迎来了病的医治的权利。
In order to.Earn or win for us the privilege of healing.
大家都知道主为我们迎来病的医治权利不容易吧
？So it is not easy for the Lord to earn that privilege for us.
出了很重的代价呀。
He paid a great price for that.
所以我们都要宝贵呀。
So we need to cherish and appreciate.
主为我们真是不容易，换来一个病的医治的权利呀。
And for us, He has gone through a lot to earn for us the healing privilege.
我们都要相信啊。
So we need to believe in.
也要使用啊。
And also apply that.
从今天开始，有病都使用，好不好
？So let's learn to apply the healing grace.
来到主面前
，Come to the Lord.
相信鞭伤有医治。
Believe that in His whipping we have healing grace.
主我们留下了医病的医治的权利了。
And He's left behind for us the healing privilege.
主为我们先付了代价了。
Because He has paid the price for that in advance.
叫我们信。袖子呼啸
，so that if we believe, we will have that effect.
病的医治，主给我们的大权利。
And sickness get healed is a great privilege from the Lord.
好，那个血肉妇人。
And that woman had the bleeding issue.
她受尽了一切的痛苦。
She suffered much.
看见主耶稣来了。
And she saw Jesus one
day. 那一天那么多的人跟随主啊
！Many people followed Jesus that day.
圣经说什么拥挤主啊
？And they crowded Jesus.
拥挤的很厉害啊
！There was a great multitude following Jesus.
我们说句不大好的话，可能把主的肉身都挤疼了。
And I think Jesus was not comfortable.
因为摸了门徒讲的话。
And because what the disciples said later.
主说谁摸我
？Jesus said.Someone touched
me. 门徒说：“那么多人这样拥挤你呀、啊、
！”And the disciples replied by saying, "There are so many people around you."
有人摸你一下，你不会知道的。
And you know anybody who could have touched you?
但主知道。
But the Lord knew.
主说有能力从我里面出去了。
Because when the woman touched him, there's power coming out of Jesus.
哎，那个例子真的很好啊。
That's such a wonderful example.
那个妇人呢
？That woman.
他这心里有个思想。
She had this thought.
这么多人拥挤主啊。
She said there are so many people around Jesus.
我只要摸他的衣裳的穗子，我就必定得痊愈。
And all I need to do is touch his clothes.
什么叫衣裳穗子呢
？And what is that?
那是民数记里面，利未记里面记的。
And that is written in the book of Numbers.
利未记。
Oh, Leviticus.
记载这件事的。
And there's a recording about this.
第十七章记载这件事的哈。
Chapter 17 of Leviticus.
以色列人的衣服啊。
And for the garment of Israel.
有个腰带。
There is this belt.
腰带就不是个大的地方，对不对
？And belt itself is narrow.
腰带的末了有个带子。
And at the end of the belt, there's another string.
带子末了再钉一个染细带子。
And at the end of the string, there's this blue ribbon.
这个穗子就钉在这个染细带子上。
And then at the bottom of the blue ribbon, there's this.
那这个很小的东西啊。
Very tiny in size.
你不留心的话，你看不见的。
If you don't pay attention, you won't even.See it.
但整个的衣服
，so for the entire outfit,
只有这个小小的蓝，那个细带子的蓝颜色的
，only that narrow, tiny blue ribbon,
那个代表主身上的属天部分
，symbolizes the heavenly portion of the Lord.
那个妇人不懂属天部分啊
，that woman couldn't know more than.
她说：“我这样摸她的蓝细带子，我一定得痊愈的。”
But in her mind, I felt also I touched the blue ribbon, I will be healed.
结果他就摸着这个拉西袋子。
So she did.
一下就能力涌流了。
And suddenly the power went out through Jesus.
他心漏的源头马上就干了。
And the source of her bleeding dried up.
他的病完全好了。
She was completely healed.
主要他出来做见证啊。
And the Lord wanted her to come on testify.
主当然知道谁摸他了。
Of course, the Lord knew who touched him.
就问谁摸啊？
But Jesus said, "Who touched me?"
要逼着那个女人出来啊！
In order to make her come out to testify.
叫她出来见证啊！
So that she can come and share the testimony.
所以的门徒们说，这么多人这样拥挤你啊！
And his disciples said, "There are so many people around you. Why did you ask that?"
你倒说这么句话，谁摸我？你不会知道的，谁摸你？
You won't know who touched you.
所以有能力。从我里面出去了。
But Jesus said, "There is power went out from my body."
主就知道能力出去了。
The Lord knew power went out.
主当然知道谁了。
He also knew who did that.
那个妇人知道隐藏不住了，就出来做见证了。
So the woman knew that she could not hide anymore, so she comes.
主说：“女儿，平平安安地回家去。”
And the Lord says, "Daughter, go home in peace."
你的信救了你。
For your faith has saved you.
很好的一个见证。
What a beautiful testimony.
举三个见证。
And these three examples.
第四个见证让我们来做好不好
?And the fourth example should be us to share.
我们每一个人都做见证好不好
?Every one of us can share that.
我们也有病得医治的经历。
We all have experience about being healed, right?
主耶稣医每一个的病。
And the Lord heals everyone's sickness.
特别我们神的儿女。
Especially children of God.
主负我们的责任呢。
And the Lord takes care of us.
我们要跟上去做第四个见证了。
And we need to be the fourth example of His.
我也要做见证。
I want to share my testimony.
我也蒙了恩典。
I have been blessed as well.
医治的权柄也临到我身上。
His healing authority has come upon me before.
这次来，大家都听懂了病的医治就够了。
And as long as you understand the healing grace, it's enough for the day.
大家听懂了没有
？Do you understand what I'm saying?
有病人要不要去祷告主
？So do you want to pray to the Lord?
你们都不表情了。你们有的病要不要去祷告主
？So should we pray to the Lord when you're sick?
要去祷告主哈。
Make sure you do that.
应用主的权柄。
To apply the authority of the Lord on ourselves.
主已经做好了。
Because He has done it for us.
做完全了。
He has completed.
只要我们去拿就可以了。
All we need to do is just to grab it.
只要我们去用就可以了。
To use it.
主没有叫我们做任何事啊。
The Lord doesn't ask us to do anything more to add to it.
我们来信主就可以了。
All we need to do is just to believe Him.
弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
教会里面更多的见证
，And there are many testimonies in His church，
对我们做见证
，And these testimonies are for me。
信什么
？What do we believe in？
信神的大能
，We believe in the might of our God。
主耶稣五饼二鱼给五千人吃饱
，And five bread and two fish。He fed over 5,000 people.
风和浪要把船淹盖了。
And also the waves and wind can cover the boat in.
主耶稣起来斥责风和海。
And the Lord rose up and rebuked the wind and waves.
风和海就大大的平静了。
And the wind and waves calmed down.
那时候主管理一切环境。
And that tells us that the Lord controls all situations.
任何环境。只要做出一句话
，and all situation, all it takes was the word of the Lord.
再大的难处解决了
，no matter how great the difficulty is, it will be resolved.
主掌握着一切事的关键
，and the Lord controls the key to all issues.
我们只要围绕着主
，all we need to do is keep Him company.
一路一生带领我们
，He will lead us all the days.
每个难处带领我们
，through every challenge.
你有没有遇见过难处
？Have you encountered difficulties？
我在走路遇见个小石头。
When I walk, I notice this little rock on the road.
这小石头我一脚把它踢走了。
I can kick it away easily.
我遇见个大石头。
But what if I encounter a huge rock？
也没有关系，叫几个人来把它扛走了。
A bigger rock, and then I would just ask a few people to help me move it.
遇见一座山怎么办
？But what if I encounter a huge mountain？
你踢不走，你也扛不走的。
Can I kick away or carry them away？
主说，大的难处 就像山一样的。
And the Lord promised that even with a mountain in front of you.
主让我们移山的。
You can move it.
只要信心像个芥菜种。
As long as you have faith in the size of a mustard seed.
芥菜种是百种中间最小的种。
Which is the smallest vegetable in all.
主说一点点信心就够了。
It's just a little faith will do.
就可以移山了。
A little faith can move mountains.
教会历史里面没有看见人移过山。
And we haven't seen people literally move a mountain in the history of church.
移山这没什么意义吗？
Well, it's kind of pointless to move a mountain in the literary form.
那说到山呢？说到像山。
But the mountain here refers to difficulties in the size of a mountain.
So, 教会历史里面差不多弟兄姊妹都遇见的了。
And that is very common in the history of church.
我们一生当中遇见像山一样大的难处啊。
And don't we have that experience in our life?
根本没有办法。
The challenge is too big. There's no way I can resolve it.
用主的话了。
Then that's the time you need
to use the word of God. 只要一点点信心像芥菜种。
As long as I have a faith.In the size of a mustard seed,
我可以移山了。
I can move my mountain.
把最大的难处移走了。
I can move the greatest challenge in my life.
我一生都经历这件事。
And I personally experienced
this all my life. 只要有主就可以了。
All it takes is to have the Lord.
多怕环境多艰难的。
I will not be afraid of the difficulties.
不怕仇敌的攻击。再凶猛的
，Not even the severe attack of the evil one。
我们只要一点点信心
，All I need to have is the little faith。
把整个山移了
，That I can move the mountain。
亲爱弟兄姊妹
，My dear brothers and sisters，
圣经太好了
，Bible is so great。
主的应许太好了
，And the Lord's promise is so great。
是够我们使用啊
，And that's sufficient for us。Amen.
主要这么移山的
，And the Lord wants us to move mountains.
把最大的环境移掉了
，To move the most difficult situation.
我们一生都遇见难处，对不对
？Don't we have challenges in our lives?
信心可以移山
，Faith can move mountains.
信心解决一切的问题
，Faith resolves all issues.
这信神大能的信心
，And that is the faith that is in the great might of God.
下面我讲点教会的信心。
And now, how about the faith of the church?
教会的信心啊。
The faith of the church.
我们中文圣经看不出来。
And it's hard to tell from the Chinese translation.
英文圣经很清楚。
But it's very clearly stated in the English version.
信心的英文叫做 faith.
And faith.
Faith 前面加一个 article T H E.
If you put T H E the article before the word faith,
变成 the faith.
It becomes the faith.
The faith 下面一定是教会的信心。
And whenever you see the faith, it must refer to the faith of church.
你们可以相信我的话。
Trust me.
你们去查好了。
Go look it up.
每一处 the faith 下面都叫教会的信心。
And every time you see the phrase the faith.Must be followed by the faith of church.
如果常常有一次我讲的不对的，来告诉我好了。
If you find any exception, please let me know.
我查过好多遍了，一定对的。
I have done this many times. I'm pretty sure I'm right.
除非你的圣经和我不一样了。
Unless you have a different version of Bible from mine.
弟兄姊妹们 ，the faith.
The faith.
下面一定讲到教会。
Must be followed by the description of church.
先讲教会的难处和个人不一样。
And the difficulties faced by church is different from that faced by individuals.
今天我也不讲教会难处了。
And I will not spend too much time on that.
教会难处不是你们的责任了。
Because the difficulties of church is not really your responsibility. The third type is the overcoming faith.
那个希伯来书十一章。
In Book of Hebrews chapter 11,
那是很特别的一章圣经
and that is a very unique chapter.
把多少得胜者的名字都列出来
and it lists out the names of all the overcomers.
这么多得胜者
there are so many overcomers.
两三句话说透了一个大人物
and you just use a few sentences they summarize the faith about certain characters.
这是圣灵的笔法啊
and that's written by the Holy Spirit.
但是一开始的话都一样的。
But they all started with the same description.
每一个人一开始，因着信。
Every character is described by saying by faith.
因着信。
By faith, so and so.
所有的一些是一样的，都因着信。
All describe them by faith. They did this, they did that.
信心控制他们的一生。
Faith controlled their lives. Amen.
太伟大了。
Great character.
第一个人是亚伯。
First character is Abel.
亚伯因着信。
By faith.
虽然死了。人就说话。
Abel still spoke even though he died.
为什么这样讲？
Why do you say that?
因为希伯来说每一个见证人呢。
Every witness described in this chapter of Hebrews.
两件事是一样的。
They all share two things in common.
故事都不一样。
They have different stories.
一开头一样的。
But they all start the same way.
从信心开始的。
They start with faith.
因着信。
By faith.
下面有一句话。
And then there will be a description.
都有了复活的见证。
Everyone has a testimony of resurrection.
都写一句复活的见证。
The description will always involve some testimony of resurrection.
第一个人是亚伯。
Abel was the first one.
虽然死了，人就说话。
Although he died, he still spoke.
他是个复活的人。
So he was a resurrected person.
谁到以诺。
Enoch.
他胜过死亡。
He overcame death.
被提走了。
He was taken alive.
他是复活的人。
Also a resurrected
person. 是个挪亚。
Noah.
不见死。
He did not see death.
胜过死亡。
He overcame death.
他是个复活的人。
Also a witness.
亚伯还是最大的见证人。
Abraham was one of the greatest.
从一家已死的身体里面
，and his body seemingly dead，
生出子孙来
，he gave birth to children，
海边的沙子要无数
，countless as the sand on the seashore，
天上的星子要众多
，as the stars in heaven，
你去数海边的沙子数吧
，can you count in through the sand on the seashore？
去数海边的沙子，对不对
？You would be a fool to do that，
太多了
，because they are count。
天上的星也一样的不能数的。
Can you count the number of stars in heaven?
亚伯拉罕的子孙数不清的了。
And Abraham has descended just as much.
都是必死的身体生出来的。
They all came out a body that was seemingly dead.
他是复活的人。
Again, he was a man of resurrection.
所有希伯来书的得胜者。
Overcomers in the book of Hebrew
都是复活的人
are people that have the resurrected life.
我们也在里面
and we are part of the
crowd. 我们也两句话
and we should also have a few sentences to describe us.
因着信
by faith.
我们也是因着信
and we by faith
开始了我们的一生
and started our journey of faith.
因着信
by faith.
所以我们在这里做见证
we testify here.
因着信
and by faith.
所以我们侍奉
We serve God. Amen.
是不是这样
Are we like that?
我们也是见证人
We also are witnesses of faith.
也有复活的证据在我们身上
And there should be evidence that shows that we have the reliable resurrection. So in summary,
信就是所望之事的实底
Faith is the substance of things we hope for.
未见之事的确据
And of assurance of things we have not seen.
下面这一个说古人因着信是一个那个一个说
And then in Hebrew 11 will continue to describe this character.
所望之事的实底
The substance of things we hope for.
现在科学家告诉我们
And a lot of scientists told us.
在沙漠地啊走远路啊
In the desert, when you after you walk for a while, in the
很危险的
It's very dangerous.
常常有个幻境出来的
Because you have this vision.
很远的地方有一个绿地
And you will see this green land in the distance.
也有树
And you see palm trees.
吃的东西
And you see food and things.
一下我们看见了
And you will see that suddenly.
以为很近了
And you thought you were close.
把准备的水都喝光了，就到那里去找水了。
And you would drink up all the water you have and rush over to get more water.
这是个假的镜像啊。
But that is just a vain vision.
这是这事的一个讲究啊。
And that is important.
这过来是到这里来的。
Oh, it's just a reflection of something far away.
事实的东西啊，很远了，还在。
The real Greenland is far away from what you thought was.
酒把水喝光了就上当了。
So you'll be fooled if you drink up all the water.
走了就很长的路，看不见水呀。
You may walk for a long distance without seeing anything.
水还在很远了。
The water is still far away from us.
这沙漠地的一个特别的景象啊。
And that is a common experience in walking
the desert. 这个不是迷信，这是物理作用啊。
And this is not superstition. This is just the The physical principle, the principle in physics.
这个假象啊。
And it's just a fake.
但属灵的事。
But for spiritual things.
也有一个功用。
And there's a function like that.
它能一下提到我们面前来了。
Okay, spiritual things and can help us experience to see things suddenly.
我们看见不是假象啊。
Yeah, that's not a vain vision.
我们看见真的了。
Something real.
主把将来的荣耀放在我们面前了。
A lot of times the Lord put the glory of future.
2000年
suddenly revealed in our hearts.
2000年教会走路的人都见过。
And many people throughout the 2000 years of church history have seen that.
我们也见过。
And I have seen it.
主把你很远的事放在我们面前了。
It's like the Lord revealed something that's far away from us in time.
叫我们冲啊。
So that we can be encouraged.
大步往前走路啊。
We can make big steps forward.
向着标杆。
We can march toward the goal.
向着荣耀。
We can press on toward the glory.
也向着十字架。
And also go through the crucifixion.
往前啊。
We can make our step forward.
我里面看见一个景象了。
Because I saw within me a glorious vision.
我们看这个景象是将来的荣耀。
And that is something regarding our glorious future.
主把荣耀放在我面前了。
And when the Lord set before me that vision.
这就是未见之事的实话。
And give me that substance of things that
要来的事的确据。
Also, give me an insurance of things that will occur.
有的是我们心理作用。
And some may say, "Oh, this just all in your mind."
我常常被人说不。
I have to argue, no.
我们基督徒是最不讲心理作用的。
And we Christians are most practical of all.
我们走着真正的路。
Because we are walking a real way.
你看见的是好像真的还是假的？
And while we have seen things that's true,
我们从来不看假事。
We don't focus on things that's fake or that's
fake. 我们向着荣耀。
We are marching toward the real glory.
明证据据。
I have assurance and evidence.
主给我们这么大的一个证实啊。
And the Lord has proven true for us.
主给我们这么大的凭据啊。
And given us evidence of things to come.
所有明证据据。都在圣灵里。
And all these are given through the Holy Spirit.
圣灵在我们里面。
And we have the Holy Spirit.
我们有圣灵就够了。
And as long as we have the Holy Spirit, that's enough.
往前走路。
We need to press on forward.
明证出具。
We have the evidence in our spirit.
你们有没有圣灵？
Do you have the Holy Spirit?
有。有没有明证确据？
Do you have the evidence through the Spirit?
就现在开始要有。
You must have that.
圣灵就是我们的明证。
And Holy Spirit is the deposit, is the evidence.
圣灵就是我们的确据。
It's evidence and assurance.
我们往前走路。
We need to walk forward.
明证确据。
And having the evidence and assurance.
所以不信主的人不懂啊。
And people who do not believe in the Lord will not understand this.
这些人连死也不怕。
And they fear nobody.
有些人真的死了。
Some people died.
为主舍命了。
Died and gave their life for the Lord.
他们凭什么呀？
Why did they do that? What kind of evidence they have?
他们觉得他们真傻呀。
And you would think they're foolish.
他们不傻。
No, they're not fools.
明证确据啊。
But they hold on to the evidence and assurance in their spirit.
去舍命，欢欢喜喜去舍命啊。
And with great joy, they lay down their life for the Lord.
他们知道证据在手里啊。
They have evidence in their hands.
把命舍了，进荣耀了。
They gave their life and entered into the glory.
所有殉道的人才一个都不傻了。
None of the martyrs are foolish people.
很聪明的人呢。
They are truly wise.
很理智的人呢。
And very logical in their mind.
看见主了。
Because they have seen the Lord.
主把圣灵赐下了。
The Lord has given them the Holy Spirit.
明证确据。
They have received obvious evidence and assurance.
他们愿意为主舍命了。
So they lay down their life for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们也都有确据。
We all have evidence in our hands.
圣灵就是我们的确据。
The Holy Spirit is our evidence.
信心啊。
These are the three types of faith.
信神大能的信心。
Faith in God's great might.
教会的信心。
Overcoming faith.
得胜的信心。
The church of faith.
希伯来书十一章都讲的得胜信心。
And in Hebrew 11, describe the overcoming faith.
他们都进入荣耀了。
They all enter into glory.
这些人存着信心死的。
And these people were living in faith when they died.
信心太伟大了。
They had great faith.
最后把死亡都吞了。
And their faith so big it swallowed death.
到死也没见到说见到荣耀啊。
They have not seen the glory even at when they died.
他们得着了。
But they have received them.
远处望见。
They saw their faith
欢喜宁静
and welcomed them in the distance.
承认自己的世上是客旅是寄居的
admit that when they on earth, they are just travelers and aliens.
他们看见太荣耀了
because they saw something so glorious.
太实在了
so real.
所以说他们精神有个反应
Therefore, there's what they saw reflected in their daily life.
他们做客旅
They become travelers.
做寄居。
They are aliens.
什么叫客旅啊
？So what is aliens?
客旅是一种人呢。
Aliens refer to a certain type of person.
他见了大君王的威容。
And they have seen the appearance of the magnificent king.
所以他们走一条路啊。
So they choose to walk away.
要去朝见君王。
To worship the king.
他们里面被君王的威容充满了。
And inside of them, they were filled by the glory of the king.
眼睛见过大君王的威容啊。
They have seen the glory of the great king.
在路上发生一些事，他们没有兴趣啊。
Therefore, they pay no attention, have no interest on things along the way.
只晓得这条路走到君王那里去。
They only care about the end of this way, which is to see the king.
他们急着赶路啊。
They were busy traveling.
心里只满了一件事，就是朝见大君王啊。
They only have one thought, is go to see my king.
路上发生什么事，他们真是没有兴趣啊。
Therefore, everything occurred along the way.They had no interest.
不关我的事。
It's irrelevant to them.
这都是路上的事。
And these are just things.
我的目标在前面。
And my ultimate goal is before.
我要去朝见大君王。
I am on my way to worship my king.
客旅就是这个味道。
That's the meaning of being a traveler or alien.
这样的人叫做客旅。
And people like that are called aliens or travelers.
明白了吧
？Understand?
明白。寄居
，and we're just aliens.
从很好的国家来到地上。
We're just strangers. It's like we come to a good country.
这个地方远远不如我来的地方。这个地方远远不如我来的地方。
I come to this country, which is not as good as where I came from.
所以我来寄居在这里。
So I'm just here to stay for a little.
我对这个地方也没有兴趣啊。
And I have no interest in this place either.
我一直想着我来的地方啊。
I keep on thinking about where I came from.
我从天家而来。
I came from my heavenly home.
行走在这旷野道路。
And I pass through this great wilderness.
在对这个旷野真是没有兴趣啊。
And I have no interest in what happens in this
wilderness. 我在这里经过。
I'm just passing through.
我在这里会产生很多经历。
I will have a lot of experiences when passed through.
对经历我有兴趣，我们经历主。
I have great interest in my experience because that's how I gain the Lord.
借着经历我们得着主。
And through these experiences, I gain the Lord.
一路赶路。
Yet I'm still on my way home.
走完这条道路就朝见君王了。
I will finish my journey so that I can worship my king.
这就寄居的意思。
And that is what a traveler or alien.
他们远处望见，欢喜迎接。
And they saw the promise and welcomed them in a distance.
承认自己的地上是客旅。是寄居
，admitting that they were just aliens and strangers.
所以神成为他们的神。
Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called.
并不以为耻。
Their God.
因为神已经为他们预备了一座城。
For He has prepared for them a city with foundation.
我漏了讲了，讲到亚伯拉罕。
And that's Abraham.
亚伯拉罕往前走路啊。
When Abraham walked forward，
旧约圣经说他看见迦南美地。
Bible says he saw the promised land。
他才不是要这个迦南美地了。
He didn't care about promised land on earth。
现在迦南美地呢，在地上就是犹太人住的地方。
And that's where most Jews dwell nowadays。
我才不要去了。
I have no interest in。
窄窄小小一块地方。
Canaan land of Canaan is too narrow and small。
他们人就挤得不得了了。
And the population of the village。
我再不要挤进去了。
And I have no interest in joining in。
亚伯拉不是看见这块地啊。
What Abraham saw was not that。
希伯来书一章讲。
In Hebrew 11:13。
亚伯拉罕。等候的时候有根基的。
It says Abraham was waiting for the city with foundation.
City with foundation.
That city with foundation. That city has foundation.
和我们一样的。
And in the same way, we do.
望见了新耶路撒冷。
Saw the new Jerusalem.
看见神儿女最后的荣耀了。
Saw the ultimate glory for all the children of God.
他忘记了一切了。
And Abraham forever.
把所有都舍了
forsake everything，
我就要走那个有去那个有根基的城
in order to reach that city with foundation。
今天我们也是一样
and we are in the same way。
我们都向着那座有根基的城
we're all walking toward that city with foundation。
一生我们舍了好多事啊
and we're willingly let go of many things in life。
我们一点没有舍了事情的味道
and we don't feel that we lose。
因为我们不觉得我舍了事情了。
Because we really are not just letting go of things。
我得着的是无限量的。
We are gaining something that's without limitation。
我得着的是没有比这个再好的。
What I will gain is something much greater。
我得着主啊。
I gain my Lord。
我得着圣灵啊。
I gain the Holy Spirit。
一路都舍。
So willingly I let go of all the other things。
一路都舍。
All the way, every step I let go.
只留下主与我同在。
I only keep the Lord.
我们要快快去见主了。
One day we'll see the Lord quickly.
大家听懂了没有？
Do you understand that?
到最后了。
At the end.
说到信心。
Faith.
彼得说话了。
Peter said.
信心经过火炼。
He said, our faith is of greater value.
就比那个被火试验。仍然能坏的金子更为显得宝贵。
That our faith is of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire.
地上最好东西是金子。
You know, on earth the most precious stone is gold.
现在地上还是用金子来估量财产的，是吧？
And a lot of times we use。We value things with gold equivalency.
美国的钱为什么值钱呢？
Why is US dollar worth something?
美金为什么值钱呢？
Why is US dollar worthy?
美国的中央银行呢，买的金子最多。
Because the Federal Reserve Bank has purchased the greatest amount of gold to back their dollar.
所以美金值钱的。
That's why US dollar has worth.
有背后的金子最多了。
Because it's backed by gold.
别的国家没有那么多的本钱呢。
Other countries may not have equal amount of gold.
所以美金值钱呢。
That's why U.S. dollar is strong.
今天我们走路。
And when we walk,
更实在的价值。
And the true value behind.
那个信心在我们里面。
The most important value is faith.
而我们的信心啊。
And our faith.
有没有经过试炼
？Has to be tested.
这个试炼这个名字大家不大喜欢了。
We don't like the term tested or tried.
哎，经过试炼了，好像什么都不见了。
And because you feel nothing will remain after test.
经过试炼，信心经过试炼。
A faith that's tested.
一个能经过火能坏的金子，格外显得宝贵。
Has greater worth than gold, which although refined by fire will still perish.
金子值钱。
The gold is precious.
经不过去试炼。
But cannot survive tests.
金子本身也经过试炼了。
Gold has gone through trials.
火要到多少度啊，金子就融化了。
And when the fire reaches a certain degree, the gold melts.
他们炼金啊。
That's how you refine gold.
什么炼啊？
How do you refine gold?
把矿里面啊，这个科学家告诉我们，这个矿里面有金子。
If someone tell you that there's gold in this rock,
这不是说开了矿一块块金子搬出来的，不是这样的。
You don't dig a mine, just carry out gold.
开了矿搬出来都是大石头啊。
Actually, you bring out rocks of.
这大石头要活的，要裂的。
And you need to refine that rock.
一直到有高的重数。
With high temperature.
金子开始融化了
，and then reach a certain temperature, the gold started to melt.
金子的分量最重
，and because gold is heavy,
最轻的血流出去了
，so all the lighter weight minerals flow up.
所有这金属都比金子轻
，and all the other metals are lighter.
是把血流出去了
，so they will flow up.
金子最重了
and leave, and only gold, which is heaviest, when we
沉下来的都是金子
it will sink down. Whatever is sink down is gold.
所以每次沉下来一点都是金子
And you know, every bit of gold will sink down.
圣经说裂过七次的纯金啊
And sometimes a Bible has this phrase says the gold has been refined seven times.
裂过七次啊啥的东西都流出去了。
Therefore, all other materials will have been gone.
留下来是纯金。
And have been filtered out. Only true gold remains.
彼得说金子不值钱。
And Peter says, even that gold is not worth our faith.
我们的信心经过试炼。
And our faith, which has been tested,
比那个被火试炼仍然能坏的金子格外显得宝贵。
Has greater worth than gold, which although refined by fire, still perishes.
彼得最喜欢用宝贵这两个字。
And Peter loved the adjective precious.
这里说宝贵的信心。
It's that precious faith.
信心经过试炼。
That has been tested.
彼得被火试炼仍然能坏的金子格外宝贵。
It has a greater worth than gold, which although refined by fire, still perishes.
什么是宝贵？
So what is precious?
经过试炼的信心才宝贵。
Faith is precious after it's tested.
所以我们经过一点试炼啊。
That's why we need to go through tests.
不要埋怨。
Don't complain.
主要我们得到更宝贵啊。
Because what God wants to achieve for us is something precious.
下面彼得一直叫宝贵啊。
And Peter kept on using the
phrase. 宝贵的血。
Precious blood.
宝贵的活石
，precious living stone；
宝贵的房角石
，precious cornerstone；
宝贵的主耶稣
，precious Lord Jesus。
讲到主耶稣，总会宝贵。
So whenever he talk about Jesus,
什么讲主都宝贵。
Jesus is precious to Peter。
彼得最喜欢用宝贵这个名字。
Peter loves the adjective。
为什么他那么喜欢用宝贵啊
？Why？
为什么那么喜欢用宝贵这个字
？Why does Peter love the word precious？
从经历出来才宝贵。
Because that's out of his own experience。
从生命出来才宝贵。
And that's out of his own spiritual life。
彼得讲的宝贵，都是他的生命啊。
When he talk about the word precious, that's his life。
都他的经历啊。
His experience。
宝贵的信心。
The precious faith。
我们信心经过试炼。
Our faith, if we have
被火试炼。仍然的坏的金子格外宝贵
has greater worth than gold which although refined by fire still perishes
今天我们讲信心
and today we talk about faith
信心也经过试炼
therefore our faith has to be tested
神在环境中间用很多环境试炼我们
and God is testing us refining us
经过试炼
And after these situations,
叫我们的信心格外宝贵
Our faith can become precious.
今天给你们讲这么多的信心
And I have talked about so many points about faith.
盼望你们有所得着了
My sincere hope is that you gain something.
盼望我不是白讲，你们不是白听啊
So I'm not saying all these words in vain.
得着了东西回去啊
So make sure when you start.
我们大家回去都要走天路。
Make sure you start walking on the heavenly way.
都要来经历的。
And experience God.
主也一定会给我们经历的。
And don't worry, God will give us experience.
彼此祷告。
That is intercede for one another.
彼此劝勉。
Encourage one another.
让我们忘却向着荣耀。
And press on toward the glory.
我再来唱首诗歌。
Let's sing this hymn one more time.
在从第一节开始来唱起。
My soul goes on
信息赐给我们。
We thank you for the precious message this morning.
叫我们能够真实走在这一条信心的道路上。
Which help us to walk on this way of faith.
主啊，这条路你是为我们创始成终的那一位。
Thank you, Lord. You are the author and perfecter of our faith on this way.
这路上你从信心开始。
And you start our journey with faith.
引领我们走在信心的道路上。
And you will lead us on this way with faith.
最终我们还要到达信心到达你的宝座前
And ultimately with the faith we shall enter the spiritual realm before your throne
主我们谢谢你这是何等的恩典
And Lord we thank you for this amazing grace
这信心实在是所望之事的实底
This faith is indeed the substance of things we hope for
未见之事的确据
And the evidence of things we haven't seen
主啊我们有时信不足
Sometimes we have little faith.
求主帮助。
Please help us.
将我们的信心能够走啊，保守我们的信心能够直到入终。
Keep our faith so that we can walk all the way to the end.
好，主，我们谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
愿你得着荣耀。
And we want to give you all the glory.
坚固你的儿女。
Strengthen your children.
坚固我们的脚步。
Strengthen our footsteps.
祝福你的教会。
Bless your church.
主，我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.请坐。
Please be seated.